Contest is very much my kind of place.
My God, let's go!
You can do shit if you want to. Call me up and I'll do shit too. And it's all gonna be fine. It's probably all gonna be fine. You could do cocaine and Molly. You could stay awake and party. And you probably wouldn't die. No, you probably wouldn't die. You could throw away your money on a stripper cause it's funny. But like nothing's ever fine. It's not really ever fine. You could walk into Walmart, buy a gun and shoot us all up. And we're all just gonna die. Yeah, we're all just gonna die. So let's just relax and enjoy. Save the world, but at least we try. Fuck the world, everyone's dead. Ah, we're dead. Ah, we're dead. Ah, we're dead. Fuck the world, everyone's dead. You can fuck around in high school, be the king. But it doesn't matter yet, cause you'll probably just forget. You can maybe go to college if you try hard and you want it. But you're drowning all the debt, and your jobs are hard to get. So let's just relax. Russia could bomb us, damn, we really miss Obama. Is it all gonna be fine? What if it's actually fine? I should probably plan my future, get a job, but I'm a loser. So I'll just keep writing songs, and I'll hope the TV's wrong. So let's just relax and enjoy the ride. We can't save the world.
Welcome to BCP. It's BCP 719. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. I hope you enjoyed the last two shows featuring tracks and artists from The Great Escape. We've got another one of those artists playing again today in this show. But it's back to the usual sort of stuff, whatever that is. We began with All My Friends Hate Me with a track called Not In This Economy, which comes from an album called Metal Butterflies, and I picked that up at Jamendo. I thought it was rather good. Very sort of pop-punky, but yeah, I still like that sort of thing. So let's play it. Indeed, let's indeed play it. Right, let's immediately go into the mix. So, four rather nice tracks there for you all at 120 BPM to the beat of your heart. So I hope you enjoyed that. We began with Alif Sheff. Alif Sheff. And that was a track called Neraka. And that comes to us via RDX promo. Rather enjoyed that. Followed that by, something I picked up at Bandcamp. It was, Luna the Cat. I think that might be the title of the, it says the artist is Luna the Cat, but it actually says the album is Adrian Prikop. Prikop? Yes, Prikop. Featuring Vasily Rus, and the Doina Aradiana. Original mix is that particular title track, which is way too many letters and way too many words really for me to get my tongue around, but there you go. And then we had the Devil, perhaps the Devil, that's D3VI7. I think if you turn the 7 upside down, it becomes a bit of an L, and the 3 round, it becomes a bit of an E, I think, the Devil. Dragon Lady, that was the particular track, that's on the Dragon Lady EP, on a new label to me called Dance Floor Socialism, which I think is a great title for an album, of course. And then after that, we finally ended up with Sink Your Teeth. I rather enjoyed those girls so much. We had a track from them last week, and this was called Sweetness, and that's from their latest album. Absolutely fantastic. And now for something completely different. Kogel.
May not have that rum rum rah rah that you love.
two very different pieces of music there. We had Bob Villain, who I recently saw doing a an address on video about grassroots music venues and how they're so important and how we should keep them going live, which is really, really important. I completely agree with that. That was his track called CGSB, which I picked up at Bandcamp. And after that, we had something completely different on the Polis, or P-O-L-I-5 record label, an artist or band called Chapadla, which translates from the Polish as tentacles, and a track which I can't pronounce, which translates as My Sweet Yellow Hair, which of course you know I have lots of. That comes from an album called Volume 4, very imaginative, but excellent stuff it was too, and I hope you enjoyed that. Back to the pop punk stuff now. This is Slow Down There, Cowgirl.
You've been subjected to disrespect and your past, but do you really want to do this? And you're not useless, but you can't do this alone, and you're a long, long way from home. Slow down there, cowgirl, this is not your fight. I know you're only standing up for what's right. You have in mind, it's just not worth it. You will get hurt if you fight back. You know they only want to see you react. Slow down there, cowgirl, this is not your fight. I know you're only standing up for what's right. Slow down there, cowgirl,
Pete Kogel.
Starts to fade.
two more tracks, the first of which was by So Long Space Girl. I have played a track from them before. The track was called Slow Down There Cowgirl. That comes from an album called Stranded, which I picked up at Bandcamp. And then after that, we heard something that came from the STFU record label. And I think it was just the album was just... What's the album called? Youth, Freedom and Endless Possibilities is the title of the album. And that was a compilation of various different artists on there. One of which, of course, is, well, not of course. One of which is Lewis Link and the Bombs. And now you know that. Yeah, it was rather good. That was the so-called Others on a track called Shake the Devil's Hand. And I should explain some more from that over time, as it were. Right. I did comment last week about, putting videos up on, YouTube, and the business of whether or not attribute them, as the word, to the various artists or whether I don't. I did some non-attributable, videos and it still got flagged up as having a copyright, problem. So I will not be doing any more YouTube videos. If you want a video, it's mostly just me playing tracks behind the artwork, but the last two particularly had some photographs I took at the show at the Mutations Festival, so that was slightly better. So I'll put those available to download if you want to do so, and some people have actually. So some people obviously enjoy that sort of thing. Very good it was too. Right, moving on. Back to this band, Opus Kick. Saw them a while ago at this what was it? Bring Joy Festival. I think it was Bring Joy Festival. They seem to be going on to greatest things. I think they're signed to is it Rough Trade? Might be Rough Trade, I'm not quite sure, but this is from Bandcamp. The track is called Icarus. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Pete Cogle.
There's a little of the Latin in us all.
Rather nice bit of Mexican dub there by Tlacdub, a track called Cosmic. That comes from his album Trip Dub, which is out on Green Beats, the Green Beats net label, dub net label rather, rather excellent. And then before that, Opus Kick with a track called Icarus. Do check them out if you can. They're playing in the UK around these days at the moment, so definitely check them out. I picked that up at Bandcamp. Right, another track now. This is from Radar and Satellite. I keep playing them. They keep putting out new stuff. It's quite interesting. It's quite lo-fi, but that's just the way it is. This is from a double EP, and this is one track of it. It's called It Ain't Easy, But It'll Be All Right. Of course it will.
I know I said that I'm
That was Radar and Satellite with a track called It Ain't Easy, But It'll Be Alright. There's another one of their tracks that I might play as well a bit later. Or later in another show, rather, I should say. But yeah, that was rather good, wasn't it? I rather enjoyed that. Last Saturday, while you were possibly listening to this podcast or possibly doing something else, I've been Santa Claus, actually. I've actually been Santa Claus at the local craft fair, press ganged into it by one of my friends. And it was rather good, I have to say. I rather enjoyed myself. The actually look of wonder on most of the kids' little faces was quite amazing. So that was rather interesting. I did almost lose my voice at one point because I was ho-ho-hoing and talking in a very deep voice. And also I was extremely hot because you can imagine a Santa costume. But apparently it was the quietest and most calm part of the fair. The rest of it where the stalls were selling, baked goods and arty stuff was absolutely manic. So in some ways I was rather happy where I was. And I've already signed up for it next year. So 86 children were sat on the floor in front of me. One sat on my knee, thank goodness, because of COVID. But this is Electrocardiogram from Rifes, R-I-F-H-E-S. And this is on the Tech Killer label, which I have played some stuff from a long time ago, but not for a while. So enjoy that, and I'll see you soon, maybe next week. Yeah? See you soon, folks.
Switch it off.